Ever wonder what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new series, Gun Industry Speaks. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the gun industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
This is your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. More than 40 million Americans owe money for student loans, and missing even one payment can have a big impact. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen talks with contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk about the penalties that some federal and private lenders may levy. First, here are some top money and market stories. The Wall Street Journal says Charles Schwab's zero-commission gamble is paying off. On October 1st, the San Francisco-based online brokerage said it was slashing commissions on online stock trades to zero, an announcement that rattled the e-broker industry and triggered a nearly 10% one-day drop in Schwab's stock. Since then, shares of Charles Schwab have recovered nearly all their losses and are now just below where the stock price was on September 30th, the day before the announcement. Schwab's rivals have also recovered, but not as strongly. Both E-Trade and TD Ameritrade also cut commissions to zero in the wake of Schwab's move. The relative strength of Schwab reflects differences in its business model. As the largest of the three big publicly traded e-brokers, Schwab is the least dependent on trading commissions, deriving more of its revenue from banking. Americans are still fairly optimistic about their own job situations and financial health, but they're more worried about the economy than they were last year, according to a consumer sentiment survey. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment was revised down to 95.5 in October from an initial reading of 96. That's nearly identical to the 2019 monthly average, but well below the post-recession peak of 101.4 set in early 2018. The survey found that fewer Americans expressed anxiety about the festering trade dispute with China in October than they did in September, when President Trump upped the ante with a vow to raise tariffs again. Trade tensions eased in October, however, after the U.S. and China resumed negotiations.
Have you ever wondered what the gun industry has to say for itself? Here's your chance. Listen to the new podcast series, The Gun Industry Speaks, where the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade association for the firearms industry, weighs in on the debate, unfiltered and in their own words. We'll go deep into the issues all Americans care about, such as background checks, stopping criminals, and what the industry is doing to keep firearms out of the wrong hands.
After mortgages, student loans are the second largest debt category. Americans currently carry $1.5 trillion in student loans, and the average balance runs close to $30,000. Some borrowers miss payments from time to time, and the penalties can be severe, like going into delinquency status after missing just one payment. Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk joins us to explain. So, Cheryl, penalties vary depending on if the student has a federal or a private loan. Is there a quick way to find out what type of loan you have?
Yes. Borrowers should go to the National Student Loan Data System to get a list of their federal loans. Then they can match up those loans with the ones listed on their credit report from one of the three credit reporting companies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. The loans that aren't listed in the National Student Loan Data System's database are most likely private loans.
On federal student loans, what happens if a borrower misses a payment?
Well, with federal loans, a borrower becomes delinquent the first day after missing a payment. So even if the borrower misses his payment and then starts making payments again, that account remains delinquent until the borrower repays that past due amount or makes other arrangements. So those other arrangements might include deferment, forbearance, which let you temporarily halt or reduce monthly payments or changing repayment plan.
But there are types of federal loans that put a borrower in default with just one missed payment, right?
Borrowers who have a federal Perkins loan, which not everyone will, but borrowers who have this specific loan could be deemed in default immediately after missing just one payment.
And so what happens then? Can the government go and garnish wages?
Potentially. The government has a lot of options if you're in default. Once you're in default, borrowers can no longer receive deferment or forbearance, and they lose eligibility for other benefits, such as choosing a repayment plan. The other issue is that the entire unpaid loan balance and any owed interest will be due immediately. And then, of course, another increasingly likely consequence is wage garnishment. And even tax refunds can be garnished as well.
And the penalties can go far beyond that. In some states, a borrower's driver's license can be in jeopardy.
That's true. And professional licenses as well. There are at least 18 states where default on federal loans can mean suspension of a driver's license or professional license. So it's a pretty big deal.
Now let's talk private loans. It pays to really read the fine print because in some cases, the penalties on private loans are very severe.
It can be. It really depends on the lender. Some lenders consider private loans to go into default as soon as the borrower misses a payment, or some lenders consider private student loans to be in default after borrowers are delinquent for, say, 120 days. You really have to read your promissory note.
You know, these penalties are a lot different than missing a credit card payment.
Once a borrower is in default on a private student loan, the lender is going to require immediate payment of the full balance. The lender will also seek repayment from the loan's co-signer if there is one. So if there's a parent or a spouse or anybody, that person would be responsible for repayment. The borrower's account could be referred to a debt collector, and defaulted loans can be reported to the National Credit Bureaus. There could be collection charges or all sorts of negative consequences of defaulting on a private student loan.
But isn't there a statute of limitations on unpaid student loans if they go unpaid for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, that's generally true. The time period varies from state to state. It can be up to 15 years, but usually it's from 3 to 10 years, and 6 years is really the most common.
So after, let's say, 6 years, that private company could not come after the borrower.
That's true. But again, it depends on the state. You have to understand the laws of the state to know what the statute of limitation is.
Okay. So what can somebody do if they're in a tight spot and they can't make payments or they can only pay some of their monthly balances? I mean, can these loan companies work with the borrower?
They can, but they're not under obligation to. Any borrower who's having trouble making payments, whether this is federal or private, should really call the loan servicer first, because there may be something the servicer can do to help the borrower get back on track without going into these really other negative consequences.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Cheryl Winokur-Monk joining us here on the line. Cheryl, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.